The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Daf Tzadi. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem, Tanichem, Began Eidin, Amen. We'll begin today's daf on Petet Amud Bet. And we are going to start right in the middle of the Amud on Petet. Keves Abai Ma'omer. We learned in the Mishnah that the Keves that comes with the Omer, which is the Korban that's brought on the second day of Pesach, even though the Mincha is double, Shnei Esronim, normally Mincha is one Esaron. This is Shnei Esronim, but Lo Ayu Nisachav Kefudim. But the wine that came with it, and the oil that came with it, was the same measure. You didn't double up on the wine and the oil, even though you doubled up on the flour. What's the Mishnah? Tarun Banan. Umenchato Shnei Esronim. Limed Al Keves Abai Ma'omer, Shmenchato Kefula. Yachol, Keshem Shmenchato Kefula, Kach Yeno Kaful. Amud Lomar, Benesko Yain, Libi'it Hahin. Yachol, Lo Yehe Yeno Kaful, Sheenu Niblal Im Menchato. Maybe the wine is not doubled because it doesn't come with the mincha. You don't mix the wine in the mincha. It's separate. Aval yehesh shamno kaful, shenibla le'im minchato. Maybe the oil will be doubled because the oil is part of the mincha. Tamud omar v'nisko. Kol nesachav lo yihu ela ribi'it. It says in the pasuk v'nisko. Somehow that word v'nisko, which we'll see now, teaches us that all the nesachim, whether it's the yain or whether it's the shemen, is a revi'it. So Gemara says, "My Talmuda, what's the limud from the word v'nisko?" Amar bil azar keti v'niska, v'karinan v'nisko. It's written v'niska, with a he. But we read it v'nisko. To teach me kesad niska de mincha, k'nisko de yain. That the nesach of the mincha, which would be called niska, Nesach shel mincha is like nisko, is like the nesach of the yayin. Man yayin revi'it, av shemen name revi'it. Which means, just like we know the yayin is revi'it, because it's a mefirush in the pasuk, v'nisko revi'it ayin. So man nisko revi'it, af niska, the nesach that goes with the mincha, which is the oil, is also a revi'it. So it's the derash of nisko niska. Man nisko revi'it af niska. Nesach shel mincha is also a revi'it. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, nu halakha. Hashem metzora shashachato shelo lishmo ta'un nesachim. We have the Hashem. That's the korban that the metzora brings at the end of his process. We have a law. Any korban that you slaughter shelo lishma is ole, meaning is yotze, but it's not ole leba'alim. So for this case over the Asham, they slaughtered it shelo lishma. So the owners for sure cannot be yotze with such an Asham because they slaughtered it shelo lishmo. But the korban is ole, it goes on the mizbeach. However, the deen of Rabbi Hanan is that it needs nesachim. Normally, an Asham does not have Nesachim. But Asham Metzora does have Nesachim. So the Hadush is, since originally you designated for an Asham Metzora, now you slaughtered it Shelo Lishmo. In order to be Kasher, Shelo Lishmo, it has to be slaughtered and brought like Asham Metzora. So you have to bring the Nesachim with it. Even though it's not going to be counted as a Asham Metzora, because you did it Shelo Lishmo. But once already it was earmarked for Hashem Mitzvah, for it to be viable, it's got to be brought like an Hashem Mitzvah. Therefore, it has to be brought with Nesachim. She'im iyata omer ken pesalato. Because if you're not going to say that, you're going to be posilit. Because bottom line, it has the din of Hashem Mitzvah. Although you brought it Shelo Lishmo, but it has to be brought like the way it was originally intended. So the Gemara said, oh yeah, is that a rule? Matkif la Rabbi Menashia Bargadda. אלא מעטה כבס הבאי מהעומר, ששחתו שלו לשמו, תהיה מנחתו כפולה, שמעי אתה אומר כן, פסלטו, ותמיד של שחר ששחתו שלו לשמו, יתאון שני גזילין בכהן אחד, שמי אתה אומר כן פסלתו, ותמיד שבן הארבעים ששחטו שלו לשמו יתאון שני גזילין בשני כהנים, שמי אתה אומר כן פסלתו. Gemara asks three questions based on what you're saying. The person brings the kevis that comes with the omer, and let's say you bought it shelo deshmo. In order for it to be kashir, you're going to have to bring it, which they asked for the new sonnet also, because because originally it was earmarked for a kevis of omer, and we just learned that the kevis of the omer has two esronim of sonnet. So then you're going to tell me that just like if you brought the korban shelo deshma asham mitzora shelo deshma, you have to bring it with its nesachim. So to the chaura, kevis of the omer that you want shelo deshmo, you're still going to have to bring it with the shnei esronim of sonnet. Hu adin the ola, the ola at ola taboker. There's a special din by ola taboker, the tamid shel boker, that has to be brought where the kohen has to put, one kohen has to put on the mizbeah shnei gezidim, two pieces of wood. Special. So in ola taboker, shishachato shelo deshmo, still going to be have to be brought with two gezidim on the mizbeah by one kohen. And the tamid shel ben arbaim, the law is that two kohanim put two pieces of wood on the mizbeah. So you tell me that ola tamid shel ben arbaim, shishachato shelo deshmo, but still you're going to have to bring it whether it's regular din of the korban of putting two gizlim on the mizbeah. So Gemara says, "Inech enameh." Yeah, you're right. So then why did you tell me only the case of mitzora? All the it's a din in every korban. Ela amar Rabbeye, chada minayu nakat. He chose one case out of the four cases. But inech enameh, the rule will be that all these korbanot that you slaughtered them shelo lishma, even though you're not going to be oleh to what you intended it for, because it's shelo lishma, but you have to bring it like you originally intended it, with all the dinim. Rabbi Abba Amar. Rabbi says, no. Bishlama hanach olot minu. I lo hazu le'olot hova, karbe le'olat nedava. Ela hacha, I lo mukmit le bimilte. Asham nedava. Mi ika. Rabbi Abba argues. He said, listen, I understand the other cases. If you didn't bring, let's say, the olat tamid shel shachad lishma, so an olat hova can turn into an olat nedava. So you didn't bring the kevis on the second day of Pesach, so it could also turn into a nedava. Masha'enkin, is there such a concept as an asham nedava? Nida asham mitzora. It's like a korban hatat. There's no such thing as a hatat nedava. So what are you telling me that, if you bring the asham, the shalom lishma, you have to bring it with all its things, because when you brought shalom lishma, you have to follow the original korban. Rabbi Abba says, that's not the reason. The reason why you have to bring it with its original things is because it remains a korban asham. It's not the pshat that you have to bring the nesachim because the original kavanah was for Hashem. The reason we have to bring the original nesachim is because it remains in Hashem. There's no such thing as an Hashem shelo lishmo. You cannot bring an Hashem shelo lishmo, and it'll turn into Hashem nedaba. He's giving a different reason than the first rabbi. The first rabbi, the way we understood it, was what? Yeah, it follows the rule. Whenever you bring a korban shelo lishmo, it's not ole for the ba'alim for what they intended it for. So, but since you originally coming out was to bring it for that item, you have to bring it with the nesachim, you have to bring it with the proper esronim, or you have to bring it with the shnei gezirim, the two pieces of wood. Rabbi Abba comes along and says, I understand how it works by a korban ola. It could change to an olat choba to olat nedava. But shaken in the case of mitzora, what do you tell me? The asham mitzora, shem shem yishul shmo. So what are you bringing now? Asham nedava? There's no such thing as asham nedava. Ufikach afim nishchad shelo lishmo, you only can bring it as an asham mitzora. Meaning, when you bring an asham shelo lishmo, it doesn't lose its status of asham mitzora. And therefore, you know what the reason why you have to bring it like a regular asham mitzora? Because it is an asham mitzora.
Bring the three cases.
He didn't bring the three cases. He didn't bring the three cases. The Bi'ahana only brought one case. The Bi'ahana brought the case of asham mitzora. The Gemara asked, what about the other cases? So Gemara said, in achinameh, those cases also. So Abaye is coming, or Rabbi Gadda is coming along and saying, Rabbi Abba is saying, listen, I understand how olot work. Olot have a separate deen, but Asham Mitzora is a different deen. Hashem Mitzorah, Shashamatosh Shalosh, the reason why you have to bring it with the Nesachim is because it remains in Hashem Mitzorah. It doesn't turn into an Hashem Nedeba.
So it works.
So it works. Right? It's considered Hashem Choba. Therefore it needs now. Right? Exactly. Therefore it remains in Hashem Mitzorah. You cannot turn Hashem Mitzorah to Hashem Nedeba. Comes again when it says, Tanya kivet Rabbi Yohanan. We have a braita to support Rabbi Yohanan. Hashem Mitzorah Sheshachato Shlo Lishmo O Shelo Natan Middamu Al Gabe Behonot. Oh, better. You didn't put the blood on the behonot of the Mitzorah, on the thumbs, the toe of the Mitzorah. Hare Zu Ole Legabe Mizbeh V'taun Nisachim. It's Ole, which means it counts. V'tzarich Hashem Achet Le'atiro. But it's not Ole Le'Ba'alim, because you slaughtered it Shelo Lishmo. It's not Ole Le'Ba'alim. You need to bring another one for the owners. But you see what? That it still has to be brought like the regular Hashem. It has to be brought with the regular Nesachim. Good. You need to matir him. What does it mean to matir him? To matir him to go into the Mahane. The Metzorah Zasu to go into the Mahane. Good. So you see what? Hashem is Osh Shato Shalom Smo still needs a Nesachim. Exactly like Rabbi Yohanan said. Okay, we go to the next Mishnah. Okay, next Mishnah. Kol midot shebemekdash hayu nekdashot chutz meshel kohen gadol shehaya godsha letocha. What does that mean? All the midot in the Bet HaMikdash hayu nekdashot. Nekdashot, they were heaping. The shiur means that you fill up the keli and it's reaches the overflows, reaches the top, nikdashot. Except for the Kohen Gadol, Shaya Godsha Letocha. The Kohen Gadol that had brought the Menchat Habitin every day. So you had to measure out the flour of the Menchat of the Kohen Gadol. So the Deen is, it was brought Mechuka. Mechuka means they had a special keli for the Kohen Gadol, and inside the keli it fit his measure. Normally, all the other kelim, for them to fit the shi'ur, you had to fill it up plus heaping. But she'enken, the keli that the Kohen Gadol used to measure out his menchat habitin, gedusha betocha. Its overflow was in the keli itself. And the keli was a little bigger. So therefore it fit the overflow, so therefore it was leveled on the top. That's the din of the Mishnah. Midat Allah. Oh, now we discuss. The midat alach, that's the vessels that hold liquid. Birutsehen kodesh. What does that mean, birutsehen kodesh? The biruts, the way we can understand it, is the overflow. When you fill a keli up to the top, like sometimes you fill the wine up on Friday night in the kiddush or Shabbat, you see it goes over the keli and it just clings to the lip of the keli. That's called the biruts. So the hadush of the Mishnah is birutsehen kodesh. Even though it's not in the keli per se, it's on the lip of the keli, on the outside. It's kodesh. But when it comes to midat yavesh, the dry vessels that hold the dry stuff, the birutz remains hol. We have to see why. There's a hiduk between the birutz of hol, I'm sorry, birutz of lach, and the birutz of yavesh. That's Tana Kama Shita. V'yakiva omer, midat alach kodesh. Lefichach birutzehen kodesh. Midat yavesh hol. He's a very simple reason. He says because the midat hakodesh, the midat alach, those were sanctified with shemen hamishcha. So since the keli itself was sanctified, you have to say the inside of the keli was sanctified, the outside of the keli was sanctified, the whole keli was sanctified. So therefore, wherever the wine touches, it's going to be kodesh. Hashenkem midot alach, midot yavesh were never sanctified. Or could be the inside was sanctified, but not the outside. And therefore, what goes on the birutz is going to remain hol. Rabbi Akiva is explaining. He's saying, I agree that lach is different than yavesh. Why? because the midot Allah was sanctified. Therefore, the birutz is going to be kodesh. Mashiach, the midot Allah was not, that yevush was not sanctified. Therefore, the birutz is not going to be kodesh. Look at the Rashi on top. Rabbi Akiva Savar. Actually, that's really the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain exactly all this she taught. I'm giving it the answer. Rabbi Yose Omer Lo Mishum Ze. That's not the reason. Ela she'alach ne'ekar v'hayavesh eno ne'ekar. Rabbi Yose gives a different reason. He says, no, that's not the reason, Rabbi Akiva. Really, I can tell you that what? The reason why the birutz of the lach is kodesh is a different reason. And the birutz of the hol is not a different reason. I can tell you that both kelim were sanctified. Both kelim were sanctified. Well, so what's between lach and yavesh then? The birutz of both of them should be kodesh. No. When you put yavesh in a keli, so the yavesh goes from the bottom all the way to the top, so the stuff that's on the outside of the keli doesn't become kodesh because it's not in the keli. But she'en kelim, how does lach work? Lach, originally the stuff goes in the bottom of the keli, then as you fill more up, the stuff on the bottom goes up, and therefore the birutz is really in the keli at one point. And therefore, since the birutz was in the keli at one point, it's kodesh already. And that's what his lashon is. The birutz so made she'alach ne'ikar. It's ne'ikar. It's uprooted from its place, and it floats up. So therefore, it was in the keli already. It was kodesh already. Once it's kodesh in the keli, now it's birutz. Doesn't matter. The birutz is going to be kodesh. That's the shita of the birutz. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to explain this. Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Who's the author of our Mishnah? Why? What did we say in our Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah that everything, all the menachot in the Mishnah were gidushot, overflowing, heaping, except for the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, which was mechuka, which was leveled. So it sounds like in the Mishnah that you had all Gidushot and one Mechukah. Fine. Now, if you remember on that Pezayin, we discussed this subject regarding a Mahloka Rabbi Meir and the Hachamim in the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash that we use for measuring. So the Gemara is going to go back to that Mahloka and show you that based on the way we learned that Mahloka, this Mishnah does not have any author. Because none of them, this Mishnah is not consistent with any of those she taught. Why? Mani. Ir b'meir had gadu shava. Rabbi Meir says that there was only one midan the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Meir said there was two vessels, two esronot in the Beit HaMikdash. One esaron was mechuka, and one esaron was gidusha. Which means you had two basic vessels in the Beit HaMikdash. Exactly. Now, Mishnatenu's mashma that there was more than one kedusha. Our mishnah is then kol midot shebemikdash. It's much had more than one. The Bim is it was with two items. There's one kedusha and there's one mechukah. Two vessels in the Beit HaMikdash. Mashma from our mishnah there was more than two vessels because kol midot shebemikdash kedushot. Our mashma had maybe 10 vessels that were kedushot. So cannot be the Bim here. So who is it? Irabanan hada umahukava. The Rabbi Abba said there was no Gidushot at all in the Beit HaMikdash. There was one vessel and it was the same vessel. It was all mahuk, it was all level. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Amar Fazdal, the Olam Rabbi Meir, Umay Kol Midot, Kol Medidot. Easy. When it says in the Mishnah, Kol Midot, it's not telling how many vessels there were. It's saying all the measurings of the Beit HaMikdash. Not Midot, Medidot. Really, there were two vessels. One was Gadush and one was mahuk. And the medidot, the measurings, all the measurings we used in the Gidusha one, except the Minchat Habitin of the Kohen Gadol, that was measured in the Mahuk one. There was two vessels, like Rabbi Meir. Had Gadush ve'ad Mahuk. Ve'chol medidot. Midat Allah, birutzehen kodesh. Okay, now we get into the Mahlokot over here. The Midat Allah, the birutz was kodesh. That's the overflow was kodesh. That's Tanna Kamma said. The overflow of the lach was kodesh, but the overflow of the yavesh was not. B'mai kamipligi. What is the machloket over here between Tanakaba, between Rabbi Akiva, and between Rabbi Yosef? Three shitot you have in the Mishnah regarding bidutz. Tanakama savar midat alach nemshecha ben bifnim ben bebachutz. Midat yavesh nemshecha ben bifnim velo nemshecha bechutz. Very simple. Tanakama says the midat alach was sanctified the inside and the outside. So therefore, no matter where the wine touches, it's going to be kodesh. But Sheikh Midat Yavesh was only sanctified on the inside. So therefore, only the inside becomes kodesh. But the stuff that touches the outside will not become kodesh. So it goes back to the way that you were Nimshach the Kelim. No, continue Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Midat Allah Nimshecha Ben Bifnim Ben Bachutz. Midat Yavesh Lo Nimshecha Kol Ikar. He holds Rabbi Akiva that what he lach, like you said, was nimshecha bim bifnim bim bebachutz, but he just argues on the yavesh. He says the midat yavesh was not nimshecha at all. Therefore, not only is not the birutz kodesh, not even what's in the keli itself is not going to be kodesh until you actually put it on the mizbeah, until you actually put it in the klisharet. That's he on top nimshecha midat yavesh lo nimshecha kol ikar v'chol hi it's chol. The figure must be fifteen bechli kedushat pehu the mekadeshte. Hilkach, madin tzarich le mekadesh birutzin de lo tzarich le lo mekadesh. The figure birutzin chol. All right, so she's saying something. Let's read this here. Rabbi Akiva Savar midat yavesh lo nimshecha kol ikar. It wasn't sanctified at all. Vechol hi. The inside. Whatever's inside the keli, the only kedusha that it has is not kedushat keli, kedushat peh. It's what the kohen sanctified. Kedushat pehu, the mekadesh le. He'll come back. It's tzarich le mekadesh. What he needs is mekadesh. But the berutzin, since it's an overflow, it doesn't need it. The lo tzarich le lo mekadesh, which means he'll sanctify the part that he needs after, but he's not going to sanctify the part that he doesn't need. So since the keli is whole, you can separate between the inside of the keli and the outside of the keli. Rabbi Yosef Sabar, Idi v'idi nimshecha mebifnim, velo nimshecha bechutz. Rabbi Yosef says both kelim, the lach of the yavesh, they were sanctified on the inside and not the outside. Oh, so then what's the chiluk? Like we said in the Mishnah, ve'achainu ta'amad de'lach ne'ekar. The lach is uprooted from inside the keli. Umigava demana kaate, and it came from the inside of the keli. Vayavesh eno ne'ikar, but the yavesh is not ne'ikar. It always was in the keli itself, and the stuff that's on the birutz was never inside the keli, and therefore it's not going to become kadosh. So the Bible says both vessels were sanctified on the inside. Ela what? When you put the stuff in the lach goes inside the keli, becomes kadosh, and then it's uprooted and becomes the birutz. Too late, it was in the keli already. Mashen ken the yavesh was never inside the keli, and since the outside of the keli was never mikudash, therefore it's not become, it doesn't become kadosh. That's the birutz. No, the Gemara is copying the way I explained to you the Mishnah. The Gemara didn't give any of these reasons. The Mishnah just gave shitot. Tarakama says this, Rabbi Akiva says this, and Rabbi Yosef says this. Now the Gemara is explaining the logic of it. I told you that when we read the Mishnah, but that's the, well, not reading the Mishnah, the Gemara is telling you. Rabbi Yosef, both kelim, the insides are Kodesh. So what's the reason why there's a difference between Lach and Yavesh? Because this is Ne'akar and this is not Ne'akar. The Mishnah doesn't tell you both are Kodesh.
No, it just says
Ne'akar. Ne'akar, so I want to know, what is he holding Gabe the Kedush of the Keli? He holds both of them are Kadosh. I think I'm going to ask the question. Which means, so what? So what it was ne'ikar? So you tell me, it went in the keli. Oh, since it hit the keli, even though now it's on the birutz, it's still kodesh now. So goes, why is that so? Gavra lemaydet tzarich kamekaven. The kohen, the gavra, he's mechaven that the stuff that he needs will be kodesh. So I don't care if this hit the bottom of the keli. Since bottom line it's going to become a birutz, his kavanah, since he's not going to need that, then he's not mekadesh that. She's the Gemara is assuming here that the kedusha of the keli is talui also on the kavanah of the kohen. Not stam, whatever you put in the keli. You need to have kavanah, and therefore, since he knows that the stuff that even went into the keli is going to become a birutz, his mind was never on that birutz for it to become kodesh bichlal. Which is the Gemara is assuming here you need kedushat keli plus the kavanah of the kohen. But if the kohen's kavanah was not intended that the birutz should ever become kodesh, I don't care if it went into the keli before. There's no kavanah for him to ever use it. The Gemara says, you know what you learn from here? Amar avdimi bar shishna. משמד דרב זאת אומרת כלי שרת מקדשים שלא מדעת. For me, you see, it's an automatic that the כלי שרת המקדש, even if the Kohen is not intending. Bottom line, it went into the keli, even though you know you're not using that pot. That is a biscuitry to a birutz. Bottom matter, כלי שרת מקדש אף שלא מדעת. Okay, that's what you have to say. רבי נעמד לעולם אם הלך כלי שרת אין מקדשים אלא מדעת. I can tell you really, כלי שרת only works מדעת. Oh, if it only works מדעת then, so why is this בירות סובי אבדלך קודש? גזרה שמה יאמרו מוציאים מכלי שרת לחול. גזרה. That the guy might say, you could take something that was already put in a Kodesh item and move it into a Hol item. Because look what you did over here by the Birutz. The Birutz originally was in the Keli, and now it came out, and you're telling me what? It's not Kadosh. So they're going to say, just like the Birutz is not Kadosh, so too I'll tell you the stuff that's inside the Keli is not Kadosh, therefore they'll put it in a Keli Hol. Therefore it's a Gezerah. Masha'enke by Midot Yavesh, they're not going to say that. Because the Midot Yavesh was never in the Keli. The Birutz that you take off, they'll say, oh, it was never in the Keli. That's why you're going to tell me that that's okay. Masha'enke by Lach, you're going to say, hey, it was in the Keli. And then it turned into a Birutz. And what are we doing? We're getting rid of it. Oh, so you see what? That stuff that's in the Kli, it's not Mekadesh. And if we could, you get rid of it. Put it in Kli Chol. If we make a Gezerah. Really, he's holding, it's not Mekadesh, only Midat. Therefore, from the Torah law, this Birutz is not Kadosh. But if we let you take off the Birutz, the guy might come along and say, hey, it was in, and you're not treating it like Kodesh, so they're going to come and take the stuff that was in, and put it in clear hold. Oh, that's a problem. Then what's Gezerah? Good? Good. Ramana says, you make such a Gezerah, listen to a case. If you're going to make this gizera, I'll give you another way to make this gizera. I'll give you more gizera you should make. The motif, Rabbi Zera, Sider et alechem ve et abazichim lehan haShabbat. Okay, what did he do? He set up the lechem apanim a day late. You're supposed to set up the lechem apanim on Shabbat. He set up the lechem apanim on Sunday. And he set up the bazichim, the spoons of the frankincense, on Shabbat. Vektir et abazichim b'Shabbat pesula, and then you brought it the following Shabbat. It's pesula. You brought the bazichim on Shabbat. Why is it pesula? Because it did not remain on the table for 7 days. The lechem apanim and the bazichim have to remain on the table for 7 days. If you put it on Sunday, and you brought it the next week, it's only 6 days. So therefore, it is pesula. Kesa jase. So what are we supposed to do in that case? Yanihenu leShabbat ba'a. Amazing. Keep the bread on the table with the bazichim till the following Shabbat. 13 days. Sha'afidu ala shulchan yamim rabim em bekach klum. It can remain on the table a long time. What about lina? The chaura passed its time. It doesn't pass its time. The only time we say that it becomes pasul is if it waited 7 days and passed to a Shabbat. On Shabbat it becomes lina. On this first Shabbat, only 6 days passed. So the Shabbat is not going to make it lina, because it has to pass through Shabbat, it's going to be the seventh day for it to become lina. So therefore, the first Shabbat passed, was only 6 days. Nothing, just keep it on the table. Once the next Shabbat comes, now already it's valid, because it had 7 days, and then a Shabbat, and therefore you can bring it on the Mizbeah. Ve'amai. Why are you saying you could do that? Hatam nami lima gezerah. Shima Yumru Mafkidin Bikhli Sharit. Oh, what are they going to say? Mafkidin Bikhli Sharit. Yeah, you're storing stuff in a Kli Sharit. Right, they're going to see what happened to Lina. They're not going to know all these laws over here. You left it on the table for 13 days. Past its time, it seems. Now, in this case, it's really not past its time, I told you. Because really, when the first Shabbat came, it was only 6 days. And therefore, it's really not Lina. But Begir Gezerah, people don't know anything. If you're worried about Gezerot, say, you left this item in the Bazichi for 13 days, where's the Lina? So they'll come on, it's the Lina, you can leave the stuff in as long as you want. Just like you made the Gezerah. In the first case, where you told me by the Menachot, that the Birutz on the Lah, we're going to treat it as Kodesh, so the people don't come along and say that stuff that went into a Kodesh item, you can put it into a whole item. So you made that Gezerah, we should make the Gezerah by the Bazichim. There's a big difference. A big difference. What's the difference? Where's the Bazichim done? Inside. In the Kodesh. Who sees anything? Nobody sees anything over it. It's only the Kohanim walk in that area. I'm not going to make a Gezerah on something nobody can see. Nobody knows what's going on in the Lechem HaPanim, the Shulchan. Nobody sees what's going on in the Shulchan. No. Mashiach in the Birutz is a regular Menachah. Everybody sees it. There's a Gemara. It says, Gemara says, Panim Ahutz Karamit. And he asked me a question from someone that's done by Panim, Bifnim. Does someone that's done by Hutz? Panim, Lav Kula Alma Yadai. Hutz, Kula Alma Yadai. Very easy. Hutz, everybody knows what's going on. Therefore, make a Gezerah. I don't make a Gezerah. Something that's going on Bifnim. Bifnim, anybody knows what's going on with the Lechem HaPanim inside. Therefore, there's no Gezerah in such a case. Tranatam. We learned over there in Masechet Shekalim. Mutar Nisachim Nekayetz HaMizbayah. Whatever this means. It says the leftover of the Nisachim. What is the leftover of the Nisachim? We don't know. We're going to ask that question. But what do you do with the leftovers? You go buy korbanot, and you use it for what's called kayetz ha-mizbayah. Kayetz ha-mizbayah is the dessert for the mizbayah. Which means, just feed the mizbayah with olot. You're allowed to feed the mizbayah all year long with as many as olot and nevaz you want. So you have motad nesachim, you have leftover nesachim, kayetz ha-mizbayah. So the Gemara says, my motad nesachim. What is motad nesachim? Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef Amar, birutze midot. The overflow of the midot. What's the overflow of the midot? Like we learned. According to the Shita, it says that the birutz midot, that the overflow is not, is kadosh, let's say. That's kadosh. Right? Now you don't have to bring it on the mizbeah because we have the shiut already inside, let's say. So what do you do with the birutz? What do you do with the overflow? You sell it, and you buy korban olah, and you bring it on the mizbeah. So birutz midot, according to that Shita, is used for kayetz ha-mizbeah. Look at Rashi. Birutzim midot. Look, let's see. Well, for the whole year. The kayetz ha-mizbeah, shekunim im olot. Umekayetzim im et ha-mizbeah, kashen sham korban olah, kashen sham mizbeah batir. That's that. You never want the mizbeah to be batir, to be idle. So therefore, with the birutzim midot, those extras, you're going to feed the mizbeah. Oh, so he explains like this. What birutz midot are we talking about over here? He says, "Elu shayu maspikim silatut lebet hamikdash." The salesmen that used to sell the solet to the bet hamikdash, hayu mudidim lehekdesh b'midah gedusha. This is the wholesaler. The guy selling the flour. They would sell it to the Beit HaMikdash b'midah gedusha. And the heaping shi'ud. Kelomar, hayu imali'im v'gotshim et asul ma'asfat ha'keli al-yona. Ha'kohen ha'makrib haya mohek et ha'midah v'asul yutri mutan nesakim. I guess they would have, when they would sell it, it would fill up the keli to the top. So the kohen that would be makrib would level it out. It would level it out. So that extra item over there was considered mutar nesakim. And that would go on the mizbeah for the kayetz ha'mizbeah. That would be for the oil, for the shemen. So this wasn't the stuff that was in the Kli Sharet necessarily. This was the when he saw, I need a saron of solid. that we pay him. He'd fill up the thing, heaping. So he doesn't need the heaping, he just needs the esaron. So they would take the beetroots off and they would put those on the side, eventually sell those items. I need a shne lugim of oil. Heaping. So the queen would level it off. No, eventually all those extra items were sold for kaitzam is paid. Rabbi Yohanan has a different shita. Rabbi Yohanan amar ki otah shishaninu. Hamekabel alav lesapek selatot me'arva le'amdu l'shalosh yisapek me'arva. What's the case? Price fluctuation in the Beit HaMikdash. Guy accepts to sell the Beit HaMikdash me'arva. What does me'arva mean? Four se'im of flour for one selah. Already accepts that price. What happened? The price changed. What happened to the price? Ve'amdu b'shalosh. That means the price went up. That now for a selah you can only get three se'ah. How much does he have to give now? Which means he already got a selah. Ekdesh gave him the selah. Ekdesh designated the selah for buying product. And at the time that they designated to buy four se'in. But what happened? But before they got the delivery, it went up to one selah only gets three. Who loses? Who do you think is going to lose? The seller is going to lose. Yisapek me'arba. He has to give four, like the original lower price. I mean, the price gets locked in for Ekdesh the second they pay. Now look at the other case. The other case is going to be also advantage Ekdesh. Mishalosh ve'amdu me'arba. Price went down. Meaning, he already took the selah, committed them to sell what? Three se'in. And now what? The price went down to four se'in. You can get four se'in per selah. Who gets the extra thing? Ekdesh again. Misapek ma'arba. Shiyad Ekdesh al yonah. Ekdesh always gets the upper hand. Oh, but in this case over here, only three se'in are kodesh. The extra fourth se'ah is considered Mutan Nesachim. Which means when they designated the coin designated it for what? For three. So there were three of them are going to be designated for Nesachim. And the extra fourth one is the bonus that they get. What do they do with that bonus item? The bonus item they sell. And what do they do it for? For Kaitzam Isbaya. So therefore that's what Kaitzam Isbaya is according to the Shita. Good? Huh? Tanya kivated Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef, Tanya kivated Rabbi Yohanan. We have two braitot to prove both these shitot. Tanya kivated Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef. Berutze midot halalu me'ayu osim behem. Im yes zebach acher yakribu. Imo. Ve'im lanu yepaslu belina. Ve'im lav mekaitzim behem et ha-mezbeah. Ve'kai et ze ma'ahu olot. Ha-basar la-shem ve'orot la-kohanim. Clearly, let's read the braita again. The braita says, Berutze midot halalu. What do you do with them? The Berutze, that's the overflow. So it says, ma'ayu osim, im yes zebach acher. Let's say there's another korban that needs to be brought on the mizbeah, yakribu imo, which means bring a korban on the mizbeah. Whatever, if there was obligation to bring on the mizbeah a certain korban, you could use those birutzim to bring it as part of the mincha. Ve'im lanu, let's say there was lina, so now you cannot bring a korban on with these birutzim because ve'im lanu a birutzim b'meshek kol ha'layla k'shelo haya sham zebach ein sheyukhlim la'akriv imo, so they pasul b'lina. Ve'imlav, let's say there was no obligation to bring another korban at the time, so therefore, and it was not lina, bring it for kaitzam mizbeah. So there's three possibilities the braita says can happen there. Either you have a korban that you need to bring with the mincha, let's say you had a mincha, and there's birutz amidot, so you could pay with the birutz for the korban that had to be brought with this mincha. But if the birutz were lanu, that is lina, you cannot bring now a korban. But if there was no lina, and you're not obligated to bring a korban with this mincha, so you can use it for kaitzam mizbeah. What is kaitzam mizbeah? Regular korban ola, like we regularly say. Ah, what's the status of this ola? The meat goes to Hashem, and the skins go to the kohanim. That's one shita. What's the second braita? Tanya kevet to the Yohanan. Hamekabel alav nesapek selatot me'arba. Ve'amdu mishalosh, mesapek me'arba. Mishalosh ve'amdu me'arba, mesapek me'arba. Shiyad ekdesh, alal yonah, ve'edesh sheninu mota nesachim. The kaitzam is bad. That's the second shita. that when the price fluctuated and the Beit HaMikdash gets a little extra, what do they do with that little extra? Kaitza Mizbeah. And that's what the Mishnah said in Shikalim. Mutar Nesachim. The leftovers or the extra Nesachim goes to Kaitza Mizbeah. Those are two Shitot, and they're both supported in a Braita. Called Mishnah. Called Korbenot Sibur. Hasibur Vayakit Onim Nesachim. Okay. Every Korban Sibur and every Korban Yaqid is brought with Nesachim. Nesachim is the wine. Chutz min ha-bichor v'ma'aser v'ha-pesach v'ha-chatat v'ha-sham. Okay, there's a lot of exceptions there. Bichor, ma'aser, pesach, chatat, and ha-sham. There's no Nesachim on those items. Ela shechatato shel metzora v'ha-shamot teunim Nesachim. There's an exception on that also, like we just learned. The ha-sham metzora, for example, you brought Nesachim with them. Right? That's an exception. And chatat of the metzora. Okay, so Mitzorah brings Hatat and Hashem has Nesachim. Mashiach is a general rule. Normally, Hatat and Hashem there's no Nesachim. Bechor and Maaser and Pesach also there's no Nesachim. Well, we know that Korban Pesach, for example, there's no Nesachim by Korban Pesach. We read the whole Siddur of Korban Pesach. We didn't see any wine going on. Any that was bad at the time. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. How do you know this? So the pasuk says like this: Va'asitem ishe laHashem. This is in the parasha that talks about the nesachim, about how much wine you have to put on the mizbeah. So we're going to do the rest of the pasuk now. Va'asitem ishe laHashem. Yachol kol ha'odel ishim yet ta'un nesachim va'afilu mincha. Well, everything that goes on the mizbeah gets a nesach, even a mincha. Tavud omar ola. Okay, so ola comes and teaches us that what the me'ute mincha. Shilamim minayin. How do you know shilamim also gets? Tavud omar zevach. Good, so zevach comes and includes shilamim. Toda minayin. Tavud omar o zevach. O is coming to make a ribui that korban toda also gets nesachim. Yachol she'ani mirabe af pechor u'ma'aser u'pesach v'chatat v'asham, because they're also korbanot. Tavud omar lefale neder o ben daba. Only things that can come as a neder or a nedaba. Ba ben neder undaba ta'un nesachim. She'en o ba ben neder undaba en ta'un nesachim. Mashma leotzi et elu. Good. What is it coming to? Can Pesach come as a neder or a nedaba? No. Hatatan Hashem? No. Ma'aser? No. So only things that come ben neder and nedaba. That says in the pasuk. Ben neder and nedaba. So therefore comes include all those items. Otzi et chovot abaot makmat regel baregel. So now I'll also exclude the korbanot that come on the regel because of the regel, the holiday. Then now we have the Shavuot, the korbanot that we chayuvim to bring on the regel. Could they become beneder? No. Could they come benedaba? No. So I'll also be motzi. The mincha can come beneder or benedaba. All the shilamims can come beneder or benedaba. Ola can come beneder or benedaba. No problem. But once you're ready exempting all those, exempt all the holiday korbanot as well. Umayniyu olot ri'iyah v'shomei hagiga. Right? Shalosh pavim ha'shana yirai kol zikhunicha. You have to be a korban olot ri'iyah. Also the shalmei hagiga. Tamud omar o b'mo'adechem. It says mo'adechem in the pasuk. Kol abba b'mo'adechem ta'un nesachim. Whatever comes on the mo'adim needs to have nesachim. Oh, mashma lehavi et elu. Oh, so now you tell me anything that comes to a holiday needs nesachim. So I'll say avi se'ire hatat, which means that se'ire hatat also come on the regel. We bring hatat on the regel. Oh, hu ilu ba'in chova ba'regel. Oh, they come on the regel, so maybe they also have the same kamut. Omar v'chi ta'ase ben bakar. Then the next pasuk says, and if you're going to bring ben bakar, what's ben bakar? Like a cattle on the mizbeah. Ben Bakar Bechlalaya. Velama Yatza. Why did it have to say Ben Bakar? It was included in all the other Korbanot. All the other Korbanot were included. Why did it have to say Ben Bakar? Leakish Ela. Ma Ben Bakar Miyuhad. Ba Beneder Undaba. Af Kol Ba Beneder Undaba. Which means just like Bakar is exclusive, that what? It comes Beneder Undaba. How does it come Beneder Undaba? That's what it is. It says Lefale Neder by Bakar. Af Kol Korban that comes Beneder Undaba. To come next to Sire Khatat that comes on the regel, that cannot come in the Redaba, so therefore does not need the Sahih. Good. So therefore we're including and we're excluding stuff here. Let's review. Anything that can come in Nidra Nidaba needs a Nesek. Anything that comes on the holiday needs a Nesek. But Hatat that comes on the holiday, no, because it doesn't come in Nidra Nidaba. Asham, no Maaseh, no Pesach. Pesach also, no, because these things don't come in Nidra Nidaba. Continue. La'asot, Rehav Yechovach Le'Hashem, Rebakar Menasot. מה תמוד אמר? לפי שנאמר עולה. שומע אני אפילו עולה תעוף במשמע. לא, מבעתה איבן עולה תעוף. ניס לסכין. תמוד אמר מנבקר ובנסון. Only animals. דברי רבי יושיע. רבי יונתן אומר, אינו צריך. הרי הוא אומר, זבח. ועוף אינו זבח. I don't need that passage. זה זבח. Suddenly that's slaughtered. How do they bring the off? מליקה. מליקה זה על הזבח. Therefore there's no נסכין. אם כן, מה תמוד אמר מנבקר ובנסון? So we need that passage. We call it rabbi מנבקר ובנסון. לפי שנאמר, אדם כי יקריב מכם קורבן להשם מן הבהמה, מן הבקר ומן הסון. יכול האומר, הרי עלי עולה יביא משניהם, ועל יצא אדם כי יקריב מכם קורבן. יצא מן הבהמה, יצא מן הבקר ומן הסון. So it sounds like, well, Fagala says, it's הרי עלי עולה. Maybe he has to bring from בקר and סון? Because it says, אדם that brings, that dedicates the קורבן, מן הבקר ומן הסון. So that means what? He has to bring two? That's why it says Mina Bakar O Mina Tzon. That's a Had Mevi, that's a Shnai Mevi. Whatever you like. Which is the O is coming to Mehalek. You can either bring one or you can bring two. Which is what the Pasuk is Mashma and Vayikra. Adam Ki Yakrib Korban Lashem Mina Bakar Mina Tzon. Over there it says, it's Mashma, it says Mina Bakar U Mina Tzon. It's Mashma. Both. And the other Pasuk, what does it say? Mina Bakar O Mina Tzon. It's Mashma O. So from there we learn that why you have an option. You want to bring both, you can bring both. You want to bring one, you can bring one. Understand or no? He doesn't need it from there because he learns it from Zevah. He brought a proof. He brought a proof. Read it inside. He said, I don't need that Pasuk of Bakar Menatzon because it says the word Zevah. And since Olat Ta'of is not a Zevah, so therefore you don't need Nesachim. So what do you do with Menabakar Menatzon? To come and teach me that if a person says, Arei Alai Ola, you would have thought he has to bring both, because it says in the pasuk in Vayikra, right? Bakar u menatzon. Kamash on this pasuk, it's all. You can bring whatever one you want, right? Continue. Rabbi Yonatan, lama likra ha amar ad shi yifrot lecha katuv yahdav. Ah, beautiful. We have a general rule that we learned many times. Anytime the Torah says two things together, it doesn't mean together unless it says the word yahdav. Like semen upishtim, yahdav. Then we know that shanez, they gotta be together. But just because it says semen upishtim, the u could mean o. But by the fact it says yahdav, yahdav puts it together. So therefore, even though we have a pasuk that says, Adam ki yakrib korban Hashem, מן הבהמה ומן הצון, מן הבקר ומן הצון, ומן הצון means oh, unless it says יחדיו. So what do I need another pasuk that בפירוש said oh? You don't need that pasuk that said oh. I can learn it from the pasuk itself that said ooh, from the fact that it didn't say the word יחדיו. That's his question, yeah? Ma says, it's tariq, you need it. סלקה לך אמינה, הועיל וכתיב ומן הצון, כמן דכתיב יחדיו דמי. Okay. Since it says ומן הצון, I would have thought the U serves like a יחדיו. And therefore I would have thought that you have to bring both. כמה שמן the other פסוק. Good. The U serves like a, I would have thought serves like a יחדיו. Continue. Ulabi Yoshiya de Amara Fagab de Lokitiv Yahdav Kemandiktiv Yahdav Dame Libaikera. According to Rabbi Yoshiya has a rule that even though it doesn't say the word Yahdav in the Pasuk, Kemandiktiv Yahdav Dame, it's like it said Yahdav. So Libaikera, you need a Pasuk in a Bakarum in a Tzulam Mocharudim Kayim. Which means Rabbi Yoshiya, he learned from the Minabakar or Minatzon. He learned to exclude off. He learned to exclude birds from the Sakhim. But what do you mean? Rabbi Yoshiya is the rabbi that holds that even if a pasuk doesn't say Yadav, it's like it says Yadav, and therefore from the fact that the pasuk says in Vayikra, Min Abakar, Umin Atzon, that sounds like you have to bring both. So that you should need the other pasuk to come and tell me, or that it means either or. But you use that either or pasuk to teach me birds. So what are you going to do? Rabbi Yoshiya, yes? That says, I'll answer that. Haketiv im ola korbano min abakar, v'im min hatzon korbano. We have two pasukim. It says, im ola korbano, if he wants to bring ola min hatzon, v'im min hatzon korbano, or he can bring either bakar or tzon. We have two different pasukim. Guy decides to bring an ola. One pasuk says, im ola korbano min abakar. Another pasuk says, im ola korbano min hatzon. So therefore you see we have two different pesukim to come and tell me you can bring either or. Besides these two pesukim, the other pesukim that clearly say you can bring either or. Oh, so the Gemara says, V'idach, what does the other rabbi do? Which is Rabbi Yonatan. You learned it from the word or. What do you do with these two pesukim that Rabbi Yoshiah just brought? It's tariq, you need both. Yeah. And I would talk to those two pesukim that say you can bring bakar or tzon is when you were mefarish. When you said, hareni mevi bakar, or hareni mevi tzon. Then already you bring one or the other. However, but when the guy just said, hare alai ola, I would have thought like the mitarvayu. I would have the answer being both. Kamash malan, that no, even when you said it bistam, it's oh. Good? Odd pam, I would have thought that when you say, you're right, I have two pesukim. Bakar tzon. That's what we use. Mefarish. Hare alai levi korban olam min bakar. Or hare alai levi olam min tzon. And when you mefarish, I agree. You bring one or the other. But I would have thought that when you say hare alai levi ola stam, I would have thought that you got to bring both. That's why I have the other pasuk that says, "Oh, to come and tell me it's still either or." Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.